Welcome. It is World Cafe Words and Music from WXPN. I'm David Dye. Last summer, our guest on this podcast from Portland, Oregon, Blind Pilot, toured the Oregon coast by pedal power, loading their bikes up with their acoustic instruments, including apparently an upright bass. At the heart of this band are Israel Niebecker and Ryan Dabrowski, but at home, the lineup can swell to up to 9 members. Their debut album is called Three Rounds and a Sound, and they started our session with the song Two Towns from Me.
Remember the world living in the half that you cannot see, and walking a line thinning tight and stepping into deep, watching water thread my sleep. What did I pull?
That's great. That is Two Towns From Me, when you will find on Three Rounds and a Sound, the debut album from Blind Pilot, which came out last year and has such a wonderful, intimate quality to this album. I'm curious, Israel, I love it if you'd maybe talk a little bit about how the band formed, because these are all your songs, and yet you decided the first thing you want to do is have a band with a drummer, which doesn't always strike me as the first instrument you would have, but clearly you and Ryan have a bond. And how did that begin?
Yeah, I mean, I would say it was more the bond rather than going out and looking for a drummer.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause that is, like, I guess, a less usual setup, just guitar and drums. But it seemed to work for the songs. It seemed to, like, add the right energy to them.
And you guys were living in Astoria at the time, or how did that work out?
Well, I mean, we met quite a while before that. We ran into each other in Portland after we met in school in Eugene, Oregon. And then we ran into each other in Portland, and we were both playing in some bands and decided to take a break from them and go out to Astoria. And that was the beginning of this project, Blind Pilot.
A lot has been made about your bike tours up and down the West Coast. And what's really intriguing about that for me was who you all played for. I mean, you obviously had gigs, but you had a lot of impromptu things that happened at the same time?
Yeah, for sure. That was some of the best memories of it, were just the impromptu shows. And yeah, we booked shows in the major cities and everywhere in between. You have to stop there too because you're on bikes. So, yeah.
Might as well play.
Yeah, might as well play.
Yeah.
That was the goal too, is to play for a lot of people that we would never access, you know, otherwise.
How did you, a double bass on a bike, did you do that on that tour or not?
Yeah, I did. I had to make a trailer for it. There's not a lot out there on the market for biking with a double bass, so I built a trailer and towed it behind my bike.
So I guess if anything, you were kind of the announcement that this was music, because you can't really make it look like anything else.
Oh, actually, I don't know what people thought it. Well, they thought it was a coffin, so I don't know if I was so much announcing music as...
Thought we were a procession,
generally mystifying
West Coast,
people,
yeah.
And
toting our friend,
possibly creeping them out. I don't know. We looked like something, like, not sure what.
Let's hear another one. Blind Pilot are playing live today, and what's next?
This one's called "Go On, Say It."
Many times the clock struck. One wandered home saying your name. The arches here were built 'cause they don't fall. The cat they draws to make you feel small. You might find your small soul. Feel the preaching to the president. The crowd cheers, his eyes get wet. I'm full as it is, full as it is. So don't feed me more. You'll be having my head big as a birthday. 'Cause I left all my doubts in the airplane. With the chatter and hear and whisper all the notes in my ear.
Is a song that begins Three Rounds on the Sound, the debut album from our guest today, Blind Pilot Oviedo.
Yeah.
Oviedo. Israel, can you maybe talk a little bit about how you write? Because I always get the message in all these songs, but I never get them real directly, which I kind of like, you know, as a songwriter. Do they stem from incidents? Because there's a lot of real specific kind of things in that song, for instance.
Yeah, definitely. That seems to be how songs come to me, is specific instances and things that right off the bat probably wouldn't translate to somebody who wasn't there with me.
Right.
But then trying to string that into some sort of meaning, or I think as long as I just string it into meaning for me, then people will get it.
And these are all kind of impressions you would have had at the time that kind of string together, because they're not really narratives, but they're it's an interesting way to write.
Thanks. Like, yeah. With that song, it really came from walking around the city, Oviedo, and it was being in a foreign place for the first time in a long time, and just sort of heightened senses and thinking about a million different things and trying to catch some of them and put them into a song. So, that song probably more than others in particular has that feeling.
A number of these songs really have resonated with people and resonate with me. I mean, Go On, Say It is one. You're already did. But it seems like One Red Thread really caught on with a lot of people. I know that was one that the folks at All Songs at NPR really loved. And did that feel like a special one when you worked on it? Or is it sort of emerged?
It did. I mean, it was one of the newest songs when we recorded the album. And so I was really unsure whether to put it on, and we just gave it a go, and it turned out. I was happy with, I guess, how strong it is compared to the other songs. It just has a strong sound with the rhythm, and the doubled vocals turned out to fit with it. And
well, can you do that one, One Red Thread?
Yeah, of course.
From the first that the wine got drunk, it was poison in the wind it was on. One red thread through the middle of a song, my only one, my only one. And I can remember the age that I was, in my blood, when you were the savior and I was the taker of, oh, where I was. Oh, but man, oh, man, you can do what you want. Oh man, oh man, you can do what you want. The only line that is true is the line you're from. And I have to say the word. Now at best we would make our dreams with something used. Oh, something used. Yeah, from the minute that the light got drunk, I couldn't see straight to you for nothing. And me, I'm the poisoning one. Yeah, I'm the one. I am the. Oh, but man, oh, man, you can do what you want.
Another beautiful song on this podcast from Blind Pilot, that is One Red Thread. I'm David Dye. Our World Cafe Words and Music podcast from WXPN is produced at WXPN in Philadelphia and XPN.org. There is more where this came from at our website at NPR, which is worldcafe.npr.org. Visit there, and we will see you next time here with the World Cafe.